Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number two on this Tuesday morning. Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. We told you. Cram-packed hour. Rod Gilmore in the on-deck circle. David Poyle, Predators GM, right after him. So the next two segments going to be filled with really good guests here on the program. And let's bring in college football analyst Rod Gilmore, who is on the line with us. Rod, good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. I know that your life got changed in a way that you're going to talk about in 2016, so I want you to tell our audience how your life changed back in 2016.
Well, in 2016, I went in for an annual physical and was shocked to find out that I was diagnosed with a blood cancer known as multiple myeloma. And like most people, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know that it was a type of blood cancer that gives you long-term issues of relapse and remission, sort of like a roller coaster, that it's an aggressive, complicated disease. I didn't know that it affected African Americans twice as often as white Americans. I was sort of drinking from a fire hose to try to understand the disease and to figure out what to do going forward. So that's what happened to me in 2016. I'm now in 2019 working with Amgen to help other multiple myeloma patients. Amgen came up with this wonderful plan called the Myeloma MVP, or Most Valuable Plan, which really helps patients become empowered to get some control and to create their own personal plan to help manage multiple myeloma as they live with it, which is something that I had to do going forward after I was diagnosed.
Yeah, and so it's obviously a rare blood cancer, and when you talk about this, and obviously you talk to people that have been in the same shoes as you now, what do you think is the most commonly asked question to you, Rod, about this?
Well, I think the most common question I get from patients is, what do I do?
Yeah.
And that's why this MVP is so great, this most valuable plan, because it actually walks you through what to do. And the first thing is, you know, talking to your doctor and being open and honest about what you want, what you feel, what you need. And then the second thing is, you know, you can't go through this thing without having a personal plan. With the ups and downs of this disease, you have to set your priorities about what you want to do. Do you want to work? How do you want to work? What social things do you want to do? Do you want to be physically active? So you set your priorities, and then you build your team of people, friends, family, colleagues who can help you do that. And for me, that was, you know, having colleagues help me work through how I'm going to handle a 16, 18-game college football season, what travel is like, how do I need to do these things, and for exercise, the same thing. What kind of exercises can I do? What's safe for me? And then you put this plan in place. So that's sort of the challenge, and that's what I want patients to know, that you get some control and you get some empowerment when you create this personal plan when you're dealing with multiple myeloma.
I love it. By the way, it has not affected your work. You continue to do a tremendous job, and I think the game you had, well, it was Ole Miss and Missouri this past weekend, is that correct?
That's correct.
Missouri is coming up on Vanderbilt and Tennessee's schedule here soon. What do you see out of the Tigers?
I think that is an underrated team with an underrated defense that is much better than the public knows. And with Kelly Bryant at quarterback, they have a veteran player who has been in big games and can handle pressure. He doesn't get moved or worried about situations as some younger quarterbacks might. So So I think they are a dangerous team that's under the radar. People have conceded the SEC East to Georgia, maybe Georgia or Florida, but I think Missouri is going to have something to say about that. If they don't come out of the East, they are going to have a say in whether it's Florida or Georgia that wins the East. So Vanderbilt will have its hands full with a really solid and strong Missouri team.
And Kentucky and Mark Stoops are going to have their hands full this Saturday. I think you're doing the Kentucky-Georgia game. They're going to get an angry Bulldogs team. I think that shocked the college football world when Georgia gagged that one at home, especially when you know that they are arguably have the best kicker in the country, and he missed two kicks, and they lost to South Carolina in Athens.
Yeah, and you know, when you really look closely at that game and you look at the tape, it just seemed to me that Georgia was kind of tight that day, and South Carolina played very loose. They were confident. There was a swagger about them. They were relentless. And I didn't get that same sense from Georgia. I think they were tight for whatever reason and didn't play their best. And even Fromm had an off day. The guy who is normally accurate was just not on the money that day. And so, you know, it happens. They're human. You know, they're not computers. And so they had a bad day. Doesn't mean that they can't bounce back. Doesn't mean that they can't run the table from here. But they have no margin for error from here on out.
Rod Gilmore from ESPN is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase, and we mentioned Missouri playing Vanderbilt this week, and we talk to Derek Mason every week, every Tuesday at 1, and I know he's frustrated right now. I know the team is frustrated. They lost to a bad UNLV team last Saturday, and they can't seem to get anything going. What are your thoughts on the Commodores right now?
Well, Derek is a good friend, and he's been with me for so long. He's been very supportive of me, you know, as I've gone through my dealing with multiple myeloma. And I know that he's frustrated, and I know that he will be positive with his team. They're close to getting some things squared away, and the worst thing that could happen would be for he or anyone else to let go of the rope. And I don't think that will happen. I know that they'll play with energy and will hang in there. He's that kind of a guy and that kind of a coach, and so I think Missouri's going to get a handful from Vandy. But make no mistake about it. Missouri is a strong team, and I'm sure that Derek knows that very well.
And then the other team in the state, the Volunteers, we saw them get a win over Mississippi State. They battled early on against Georgia before the Bulldogs pulled away. Jeremy Pruitt, you know, it's been up and down since he took the job in just very weird circumstances. What have you seen out of the Volunteers so far this season?
Yeah, you know, I had them last season. I haven't had a game with them this year. I've only seen them on tape. I think it's a tough situation. And there's this knee-jerk reaction to quick evaluations, and this is only, you know, an early period for Jeremy Pruitt. I wouldn't give up so quickly as some might be want to do, and I think Philip Fulmer will stick in there with him and give them some time. And, you know, people have to remember that the talent that they bring in at Tennessee, they have to go out of state because there's a limited number of D1 players that get recruited out of Tennessee. So they've got to fight outside of the state with the likes of, you know, Alabama and Clemson and everybody else. So it's not an easy job. It's a tough job to rebuild that. But, you know, I know the Volunteers for Life will hang in there.
Rod, you've been around the sport for a long time, and we're seeing some big changes that could be on the way with California's ruling of letting student-athletes earn money. What is the NCAA going to look like here in the next 3 to 5 years?
That's a great question. I don't think anybody really knows, but I think one thing has been clear, that this change has been coming for a long time. There have been a couple of antitrust suits that the NCAA has lost. There's been a push on several fronts to get the NCAA to modernize, to change. You're actually starting to hear coaches push for that, to change these rules. And it's obvious that players should be allowed to share in this compensation somehow. The teams, the schools have made it clear for years that they did not want to pay players directly, and they didn't want players to be deemed to be employees. And the California law satisfies those goals. It doesn't take money out of the budget for any school, and it doesn't make the students employees. It allows them simply to obtain sponsorships or endorsements or make some money from signing autographs, that they otherwise would be prohibited from doing. And there are a lot of states that are teeing up to follow California. So I think the writing is on the wall, and the question is really whether the NCAA will get involved and change and move in this right direction, or if it will go back to court and spend money there and frustrate this effort for more years.
Last thing, Rod, as we wrap this up, I want you to tell people where they can find more information on how to manage multiple myeloma.
Thanks. I think it's important for people to go to myelomaexplained.com. And as I mentioned before, the Myeloma MVP, or Most Valuable Plan, those are two critical items that will help not only patients, but people who know patients or maybe friends with patients or are trying to help someone. Use those two resources, and it'll really make a difference.
Hey, keep doing a good job. Really good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Rod Gilmore, college football analyst for ESPN and ABC in dealing with multiple myeloma, and that is a rare blood cancer that we've been talking about, too. In fact, I'll tell you about something we're doing for a rare blood cancer at Nissan Stadium here in the next coming weeks. When we come back, our weekly with Predators General Manager David Poyle. That's next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.